Section 1. Preface. Read by the author, Risa Simon.
My greatest fear had suddenly become a chilling reality. When tests confirmed, I inherited the same kidney disease that took my father's life in his early 40s and my grandmother's life before I was born. I felt kidnapped by my own genetics and doomed by its legacy. I prayed my life would be different. The realism of someday having countless cysts overtake my kidneys rattled my core. My nephrologist told me to relax. He said I was ahead of the eight ball with premature concerns. Evidently, I wasn't sick enough to further the conversation. Yet the notion of becoming sick enough haunted me. While it didn't happen all at once, my kidney function continued to decline at a frightening pace. Desperate for guidance, I jumped on a plane to attend a kidney patient conference, and the priceless pearls of information I gleaned catapulted me onto a game-changing track. I found myself back in the driver's seat of life, resetting my navigation system towards a more promising destination. My mind was reeling the entire flight home. From my 35,000-foot view, I debunked all that wait until you get sicker gibberish. I was on a new mission to secure a better future by becoming my own best advocate. By the time the cabin door aligned with the gate, I felt an incredible sense of renewal. I knew I was onto something big. I snatched my bags and hit the ground running in search of my best life possible. I became an inquiring mind on a laser-focused expedition. I searched the internet, interviewed medical professionals, and polled those who had walked this path before me. The more I learned, the more I realized how much I didn't know. I discovered astonishing benefits in choosing transplant over dialysis. I also learned it was best to avoid dialysis before receiving a transplant. And I was stunned that I'd been led to believe both dialysis and transplant held similar value. Short of being educated on their respective procedures, transplant wasn't being touted as the best option. Later, I learned this philosophy was adopted to avoid disheartening patients who couldn't meet transplant eligibility. But what does that say for those who could? Although I didn't require a renal replacement at the time, I knew the day was approaching, and so I burrowed my way through a maze of choices and discovered the magic kingdom of preemptive transplantation, a transplant secured before the need for dialysis. Assessing the nation's organ shortage and its dreadful wait for a deceased donor's kidney, I became fixated on doing all that I could to find a living kidney donor. I started talking about our nation's organ crisis with anyone willing to listen. Eventually, I advanced the conversation by weaving my own story into the mix, and the response was amazing. Most listeners wanted to learn more, and nearly 24 people asked if they could help in some way. Over time, a handful of interested parties stepped forward to contact my transplant center and set up their evaluations. It felt like the longest 18 months of my life. One by one, those who tested were subsequently disqualified. Daunted by disappointment, I refused to let unfavorable circumstances hijack my mission. I knew in my heart my ideal donor was out there. I just needed to identify what was keeping us apart. I was doing all the right things. I shared my story, invited others to share my story. I set goals. I even wrote intention statements to attract my goals. What was I missing? And then, like a bolt of lightning, it hit me. I was coming from a place of hopeful uncertainty rather than convicted belief. It was time to imagine my dreams as real-time realities. I rewrote my intention statement as if I had already met my ideal kidney donor. I proclaimed all tests had been approved and we were a match. I described our surgeries as being successful and uneventful. I was immensely grateful. Within 10 days, my ideal donor appeared. She was not the typical volunteer for this type of engagement, not a family member, distant relative, or a lifelong friend. She was a transplant nurse who had witnessed too many unnecessary deaths due to organ donation reluctance. We were newbie acquaintances. Kindred spirits is how she described it. Coincidentally, the lab test revealed that that bond we shared went beyond visceral intangibles. Melissa and I held a 4 out of 6 sister-like match. I affectionately nicknamed my newly adopted kidney MAC, a most fitting acronym for Melissa's Amazing Kidney. Melissa insists the gift she gave was just as much a gift to her as it was to me. Never claiming to be a hero, she said she simply did what she felt was the right thing to do. As for me, I describe it all in one word. Grateful. I'm grateful Melissa chose me. I'm grateful for the gift of Mac. I'm grateful for this extraordinary, life-changing experience. And I'm grateful I found the courage to proactively seek this amazing life I now live. Realizing that an opportunity of this magnitude doesn't come often, I now ask you, are you willing to do the necessary work to bring forth a better quality of life for yourself? If you answered with an enthusiastic yes, then I ask you to embrace this book as an inspirational guide for the journey ahead. As you advance through these pages, recognize your power to walk before your diagnosis as a top contender in one of the most important marathons of your life. While I don't know your story, there is one thing I do know. Ordinary people can achieve extraordinary results when they give it their all. This book is your on switch. Flip it on, be all in, and expect to be amazed. The best is yet to come.
Signed, Risa Simon, CMC. Motivational speaker, inspirational author, patient advocate, and founder of the Transplant First Academy.